Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. We're back, and welcome to the program. Open forum for you tonight to jabberwocky with me on a variety of issues. And I want to get back tonight a little bit to the international arena, and particularly what is happening with the Soviet Union and Red China. Last night I mentioned Admiral Vladimir Masorin, commander of the Russian Navy, who called for Russia to establish a personal permanent naval presence in the Mediterranean to protect its strategic interests in the area. And it's interesting to note that the CHICOMs, that's the Chinese Communists, and the Russian Reds are collaborating militarily now. This week, the Russian and Chinese militaries are conducting a joint military exercise involving large numbers of troops and combat vehicles. The former Soviet republics I mentioned last night are participating. Other countries appear ready to join the military alliance. And the neocons have warned our foes to prepare for war. This is their game plan. This is what it's all about. The psychopaths in control are the ones who are doing all of the bidding. These are the ones who are responsible for creating a scenario of mass annihilation. Yeah, these are the same ones that brought us World War I and II. And, of course, they are the same ones that would like to prepare us for World War III. Isn't that nice of them? Isn't that wonderful? So, America, in an attempt to gain the advantage in nuclear conflict, is positioning these anti-ballistic missiles on the Soviet borders in Poland and the Czech Republic. This is an idiotic provocation, as the Soviets can eliminate anti-ballistic missiles with cruise missiles. The neocons are people who desire war, for war's sake, you see. But they themselves, most of them, have never been in war. They want your children and my children to go to war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and, of course, in Iran. So the United States gratuitously brought NATO and anti-ballistic missiles to Soviet borders. The Bush regime has initiated a propaganda war against the Russian government of Putin. Considering the instabilities and dangers that abound, the aggressive postures of the Bush regime go far beyond any recklessness now. This is extremism of the worst sort. This regime is the most irresponsibly aggressive the world has known since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And that, of course, is the word of Paul Craig Roberts. All right, we'll be back. Join us, 800-313-9443. Much to come. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right. The thieves and murderers have already taken over. Yes, indeed. They're in, my friends. And you're out. Anyhow, Howard Phillips talks in his newsletters about the positioning to own and control U.S. corporations through these SWFs. And they are sovereign wealth funds. They're huge capital funds controlled by regimes that are the big new boys on the block in the world of global finance, as he points out. Now, how are these SWFs created? Primarily from the mammoth trade deficits America has run up. In 2006, America had a merchandise trade deficit of $836 billion and a current account deficit of $857 billion, or 6.5% of our entire gross domestic product. Foreign nations have piled up huge cash reserves. China, at the end of March, had $1.2 trillion. Japan, nearly $900 billion. Russia, with oil and gas revenue pouring in, around $300 billion, they say. The Arab Gulf states also have huge hoards of dollar reserves. Now, rather than keep all this cash in treasury bonds, earning 5% a year, these nations are creating these, these sovereign wealth funds, as they call them, SWFs, to go after the higher rates of return and corporate assets to advance strategic interests. The United Arab Emirates has $500 billion. Norway, $400 billion. Singapore and Saudi Arabia, $200 billion. China, nearly $200 billion. Total SWF funds worldwide is $2.5 trillion. That, according to ex-Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, a figure that's expected to double to $5 trillion by 2010, and then double again to $12 trillion by 2015. Well, the real problem these SWFs portend are quite enormous. since the Reagan-Thatcher era. Privatization of publicly owned assets has been the trend in the world. Airlines, railroads, and mines, utilities, and telephone and telegraph companies have all been sold off by government to private investors who, to make them profitable, have had to make them efficient, obviously. The SWFs reserve that trend. For these funds are all owned by or answerable to governments, regimes, whose agents can direct these vast funds into assets not to produce maximum income, but maximum strategic benefit to the regime in power. So, let's suppose, for example, China, Red China now, not Free China, Red China, with its $1.2 trillion in reserves, steadily rising from its soaring trade surpluses, particularly with the United States, begins to invest through the SWF, the Sovereign Wealth Funds, in Boeing, Microsoft, IBM, GE, whatever companies that build our submarines, for instance, stealth bombers, satellites, missiles. Now, is the United States going to rope off the industries that build these weapons for the national defense from any ownership by the SWFs? If foreign investors can buy stock in these companies, why not foreign countries through the SWFs? Will we let Red China invest at all in such assets? What percent will Beijing be permitted to buy, ladies and gentlemen? Will SWFs be allowed to buy a controlling interest in a company responsible for weapons of national defense? Will they be allowed to buy controlling stakes in companies that are responsible for what remains of America's lead in high tech? And that's not much, by the way. That's not much of a lead. Will they be allowed to extract the technology? Who will decide what companies are vital to national assets that foreigners, or at least some, will not be allowed to take over or even to invest at all? Now, the former Treasury Secretary Summers writes, quote, "In the last month, we have seen government-controlled Red Chinese entities take the largest external stake in Blackstone, a big picture equity group that indirectly through its holdings is one of the largest employees in the U.S., employers rather. Gazprom, a Russian conglomerate, in effect controlled by the Kremlin, has strategic interests in the energy sector of a number of countries and even a stake in Airbus, controlled by the government of China and Singapore, are offering to take a substantial stake in Barclays." There you go, Barclays, giving it more heft in its effort to pull off the world's largest banking merger with ABN AMRO. This is something that Bob Chapin is talking about as well. So because of the meltdown here, the melting ice in the United States with our economy and our economic situation, what we are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very subtle but very powerful attempt to see a total and complete change in American military capability because of the potential of these SWFs. You understand? Do you follow what I'm trying to say? I hope so, because it's very important. What if Rupert Murdoch should retire and his successors decide to divest some media properties? Will China's sovereign wealth fund be allowed to buy shares? You remember the hysteria in Washington during the Reagan period when it was learned that South Africans might use a front group to buy the Washington Star? Free trade, my friends, is the enemy. That's the problem. And now the United States of America, the biggest debtor nation in history is now for sale. Countries like Red China, with fast-growing foreign exchange reserves now, are following the lead of those where savings stem from extracting oil and commodities in creating sovereign wealth funds to invest in advanced economies. No longer are they satisfied with income from the lending of their cash to the U.S. and other governments by buying these bonds, but now these funds want to acquire the assets that are far better in return, aren't they? This is the wholesale selling off of America. It's not an accident. My friends, it was planned this way. The largest sovereign fund is thought to be the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, which ING, the Dutch banking group, estimates has as much as $500 billion under management. Countries with commodity-based sovereign funds also include, believe it or not, Botswana, Brunei, Qatar, and Norway. More recently, Russia launched the Stabilization Fund, which has received every dollar of oil revenue above a certain price since 2004 and is now worth more than $100 billion. How do you like that? So there is reason to be concerned. But that's not all, my friends. That's just the beginning. Red China is growing stronger every day. Russia, once again, is prepared to once again let the gauntlet down, abandon any pretense of a Sino-Soviet split, and reunite with Red China to do the United States in. They have the economic power. They now have the economic and political power. Most of all, they do have military power. While the United States is squandering not only her military resources in this Mideast war for Israel, dying and shedding blood for Israel on both sides, Iraq and America, but also human resources. Her children and their children now being devastatingly shocked into oblivion by the results of this illegal war. Oh yes, these are the neocons. These are the people that we're told to trust. Yep, they brought us two world wars, never-ending brush fire wars all across the globe, and now they're prepared to up the ante, ladies and gentlemen. So when they've created this mess, they say, hey, what's the solution? War, of course. War is very profitable for the Zionists and the bankers, the criminals that run things, isn't it? It sure is. And we're the losers. We are the losers, ladies and gentlemen. So today, George W. Bush and his counterparts from Canada and Mexico clinking glasses as they conclude their 2 days of regionalization and globalism of the Americas, the North Americas. We will talk about that also when we return. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, on the line. We'll take your calls. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we are back. All right, speaking of mobs in Canada today and yesterday, quite a few people, literally thousands of people, concerned about the three leaders, the big three here, Churchill, Roosevelt and Stalin are planning for the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And, of course, this meeting for these past 2 days anyway, five-star Fairmont Le Chateau Resort in Montebello, Quebec. We have Mr. Bush flying in, of course, with his presidential helicopter and having a ball on the golf course. Now, it was only alluded to briefly today in the NBC News report tonight, and it had to do with a story about the hurricane. So it didn't really directly impact on the story concerning the summit of sellouts. And that's exactly what it is, a sellout treasonous summit. Let's be honest about it. Let's be forthright about it. You've got Calderon of Mexico, and they're concerned about Hurricane Dean. This is more devastating to our continent and to our nation and our sovereignty than any damage that could be forthcoming from Dean. And Dr. Corsi, of course, is headed back to come back to the United States. When he comes back, he's going to be on this program. And he will undoubtedly have a lot to say about what he has observed, no doubt about it. It's just incredible. We have this huge net of protection for these guys. What are they afraid of? My goodness. All of the roads leading to Montebello blocked off by military-style, like, roadblocks. Local police backed up by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Canada's National Police Force in charge, and then, of course, a last-minute court decision yesterday forced the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and the Sûreté du Québec, the provincial police, to allow protesters to be close enough to the Montebello Resort to be seen. Wasn't that wonderful? But then they had this big, huge security fence surrounding Le Chateau to keep out the incredibly growing number of protesters who were confronted by Canadian police armed with full riot gear. You had protesters at several different perimeter security lines advanced toward the police lines and were driven back by the police in riot gear with batons and shields using pepper gas and pellet bullets. Now, the president of Canada, Mr. Harper, laughed it off, joked about the protesters when he was greeting Mr. Bush, who in a comment recorded by cameras noted the numbers. Harper shrugged to Bush. He said, a couple of hundred? It's sad. Well, the estimates put the protesters at least 3,000 to 4,000 from what we're told, mixing radical anarchists with protesters whose message appeared more partisan, aimed at the Harper government's efforts to use the meetings to advance the North American integration message they opposed. So it was a gamut of people, of protesters, and not just one particular group. So anyway, I'll get back to this, but let me go to the phones, 800-313-9443. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello. And I guess George Bush would be the Stalin since he got all the dictatorial power.
So. There you go.
Yeah.
I think he would like that title.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yes, he would.
I saw a picture of him shaking hands with, I think it was Harper, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see the other guy. And he had some.
And Calderoni. Yes.
Yeah. I just saw a picture with just him and Harper.
Well, they all shook hands.
Yeah, he just said
kissed each other on the cheek, and probably other places as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, but all right, he's gay, but that doesn't mean the rest of them.
Well, I don't know. I didn't even mean it that way. But undoubtedly, they were having a love fest. They're laughing at you, taking a big jibe at you, the American public, thinking that hey, they can pull it off. Media haven't covered this. Have you seen any media report? I haven't seen any.
There's a lot of I'm going to tell you there is talk about it.
Where?
I don't know. You see, I don't have a TV, but I do hear about it a little bit creep through on Norrie, George Norrie.
No, I'm talking about the media coverage, the so-called news media, not the talk shows now.
Oh.
They've been pretty good, the talk shows, at covering it up, too. I mean, and writing it off and downplaying it and so forth, the neocons.
You know, yeah, I can't say. Like I said, I don't have a TV. I haven't had a TV since the OJ thing.
So. Oh, good for you. Hey, I'm not putting you down. I'm putting you on a pedestal.
All right. Yeah, well, actually, I saw some TV at a motel last year. And like I said, I said this before, back in July, you know, when I was watching the World Cup in Germany and Sweden playing soccer, but I saw things then. But you know, so that's another thing too. I won't go on. I want to talk about Bush, but that's another thing too. I prefer the internet to the TV because when I was at the motel and saw the TV, except for some things here and there, and I'm watching James Bond, there's really nothing but propaganda. No, it's amazing. It's much worse than what it was like, let's say, like late '80s. You know. It's much worse. And maybe they're right. Maybe they deregulated something where you can use subliminal cuts into the scene.
All right, hang on there, Henry. Okay. We'll be back with you and other callers just 3 minutes as we return. Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Jump aboard, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we are taking call. As you heard, Henry, you've thrown out the set at the time of the O.J. incident, huh?
Yeah, and, no, it wasn't that. What I didn't really cover the whole thing, so I really, I'd be possibly he may not have done it all by himself.
Well, I don't want to get into that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, I don't either.
But, I mean, you got rid
thing,
of the
I
TV,
looked,
so,
I what I
so
did,
where
I
do you
TV.
Get your propaganda from?
Yeah, that's the thing. I had a TV since then.
Yeah.
Around that time, I think it was 95
yes.
or so, but the thing went dead. It just went, you know, I threw it out, and I just never thought of getting a new one. It's, of course, since I got the shortwave, I like that
yeah,
better.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But to move on from that, oh, by the way, you have a TV? Is that it? You do?
I have a TV, yes, I do.
Oh,
and I
okay.
don't watch anything, really, to be honest with you, except,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have cable,
right.
and I do a cable show. I mean, I don't have any of these modern hookups.
Crazy.
I don't even watch my own show. All
right,
I do
okay.
is watch. I use it for watching the evening propaganda, and when I'm here, and then the tapes, the VHS tapes and DVDs. So that's it. That's all screening them out.
Yeah,
but
now, let
I
me
don't
tell you,
do anything
yeah,
else.
It's interesting. Let me tell you about cable. I remember mm-hmm. the old days before I was before I even went to high school with cable. They would just show movie after movie, you know, Jaws, and then they would show.
Mm.
They would never tell, you know, because I never saw it, but I had a videotape of it back then, like the late 70s, early 80s. They never had any commercials whatsoever. Now, when I looked at that, when I was at the motel last year, I just saw commercials on there, you know, because all the TVs had cable in all the rooms.
Mm.
I saw the commercials on there just like you would with regular TV. So I'm saying, why are these people paying, you know, for the cable, you better get a satellite hook onto, you know, and do that.
Sure.
So that's you're really not missing anything. It's not worth
anyway. No, I know that.
Yeah, I'm going to move on, though.
Sure.
Did you know something very important, what you were talking about earlier?
Yes,
with the political situation. Have you heard the program just before, two programs before yours with Frosty?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I won't go into big detail, but he had this woman from Newark who was trying to do something about the immigration issue.
Yep.
And I told her, I said, with the thing she's describing, she's talking about the Latin Kings, and then she's talking about
MS-13. MS-13, yep.
Yeah, and I told her that you can call me whatever you want. She didn't call me anything, one way or the other, but I said, you know, you can call me any kind of names you want, but to me, with all the stuff I'm hearing both from her as well as Frosty, as well as other stuff and sources I talk to, and on your show too, especially different callers, it seems to me, and I really believe this, it really think this country really was better off when we didn't have so much of this non-European third world immigration in this country. I'm talking even legally as well as...
Oh, come on, Henry. Diversity is our strength.
Yeah, well, that's
don't you know that?
Yeah,
gotta get with the program.
But see, this is the thing. Every place that has that, every time they force that and do that, the same thing happens. Now, Newark was bad for a while, but Latin Kings are going into Nassau County. Now they're moving into parts of Jersey. It's the same thing. The same thing in L.A. and places where everybody wants to move out, get away from one way or the other. It just repeats itself. And now it's getting really dangerous. I mean, it's really deadly. It's dangerous what's going on now. And I just it's beyond just idealistic dream. I really think you can call me what you want, but I'm not saying have something like pre-civil rights movement thing, but I think that ever since, at least, we should have immigration pre-65, 1965.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because it's just... It causes so much problems. I mean, I just see nothing but problems. It's not that I'm a
segregationist. Like I was telling you last night, I mean, no other country but the United States has extended this open-door policy with disastrous results. As bad as Europe has gotten, and England and France and all of these other countries, they don't come close. This country, its size, its population, and the fact that what we have at the doorstep, our southern doorstep, and coming up from Central America, all of this is a very dangerous powder keg that's been brewing for a long time, and people like... Mr. Dodd, who you read from his letter last night, Kennedy, those are the people that have helped create this so-called pluralistic society now that is impacting upon us with disastrous, violent results.
Yeah, and only that, she told me today on the phone tonight, she said, well, she was mentioning that the school that she's at, she homeschools her kids. He said, I didn't know the books were back in 1960s or 70s. That's disgusting, too. We got $1 trillion we spent on Iraq. We're not spending stuff on school books. I would take the homeschool books, right, if with the religious stuff. Okay, there's homeschool books that aren't religious, right, but still damn good.
Yeah.
I would take that brand, buy that, put that in the public schools, and you could still use the same teachers on it, but it probably worked. But here's the point. She was saying that it was 40 different foreign languages or something. And I listened to the great Jim Cederstrom. He's talking about Colorado and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking there how Morgan County used to be predominantly German. Now it's Beaner land. And he's saying that around some places that he was talking when he was reading from something he was reading from the web, that some of the schools in Colorado speaking, you know, 40 different foreign languages. You know, and yet I don't think German and Swedish and Gaelic and Italian and, you know, Norwegian or Finn is in there. I really don't. Now, I could be, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like I'm trying to be funny.
Well,
okay, I'll let you go.
Thank
nice
you very much. You've given me something to digest, if I can digest it. Thank you. All right. It's causing indigestion, but that's okay. We're moving along now. Ernie in Virginia is my next call. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening.
Yes.
In your point about the summit today, I caught on Lou Dobbs, the president's reaction. It's at one point during the summit, he expressed his amusement about some of the stuff he's heard in the American media, and I think he was pointing back to Lou Dobbs and his reporting on the North American Union and SPP. And Bush sounded sort of like Cheney and denying the highway from the NAFTA superhighway. He didn't refer to it as that, but denying any highway from Canada to Mexico and suggesting that what happens in these summit meetings doesn't, and what's being reported on TV is two different things.
Well, like, I mean, have you heard any reports really on this summit that are extensive or in any way give people an idea what's going on?
Oh, not at all, other than the fact that there was a question about Iraq and there was a question about...
there's a side issue. It's treated as a side issue, this summit, to the hurricane and to the Iraqi situation, the economy, and all of these other issues.
Exactly. And then about this, I think Bush, President Bush referred to some robust program that they haven't yet defined exactly how much money they're going to give Mexico in the war against crime or legal drugs, up to possibly $1 billion. Well, I would suggest that they would build the fence first, and it might detour some of the drug trafficking, the fence, the two-tiered fence that the president signed off on, and yet we've only got 13 miles and a single-layer fence. But in all of that discussion, there was no mention of the letter signed by 22 congressmen expressing
their... Yeah, I read that last night.
Are you okay? You read that? I missed your show last night, Rick.
All right. Well, you go back to the archives. It should be up. I was reading that, and Jerry Corsi himself wrote about it.
Right,
in his column prior to his leaving the United States to go to Canada.
Exactly. Well, in that letter, they expressed a lot of concern about the lack of transparency, the lack of Congress's involvement and participation, and no accountability over this process. So... I think the president needs to, you know, have full disclosure here. What is going on, and what did he originally agree to, and where is the authority to be spending all this money with these SPP working groups? And why hasn't Congress taken stronger action other than to encourage him to come to Congress? Congress needs to shut off some funds here.
Oh, yeah. But these guys are still in the minority, you see. I told you, you got 10% of these Congress guys and girls over in Israel for the summer so they can learn more about how to kill Palestinians, you know. And here they are, and the rest of them are on these junkets or at home running around their districts having a good time rather than learning about what needs to be done to oppose the funding for the North American Union adjuncts, you see, these adjunct projects.
Exactly, but what this is all about, and as you previously discussed, this is part of the shadow government operation that's going on, and don't forget that prior meeting that in which this was, well, there were two important meetings recently, the end of May, early June, the Bilderberg meeting, and their expressed disappointment in the progress of the North American Union regional government. They're not happy with the administration's progress to date, and they were not happy about the possible attack on Iran. And I think there was a split here. I think Kissinger and Brzezinski and Schultz and Rubin and Senator Nunn, when they made that trip out to visit Putin in Moscow, I don't know if it was over the missiles that you talked about earlier in the show or over the troubled relations between Britain and Russia. There's a split there, but I would think with the Soviet and Chinese military buildup, they are judging to what extent our army is being ruined by this war in Iraq and undermined. Our military is in terrible shape, and they're judging what to do about this. And at some point, I expect an attack on this country. We certainly alienated enough people in the world with these wars of aggression. And what's your viewpoint, Rick?
I don't know. You know, I talked a little bit in the opening of the program about how strong they're becoming off of our assets now.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah, you heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that in the sale of
the acquisition of them and real assets, including the manufacture of military hardware, you know, Boeing and these big companies that are military contractors.
Precisely.
Well, you'll see that they are working from within. They're very smart people. They're not dumb, these Chinese communists and Russian communists. They're giving America the rope and charging America interest, and at the same time taking over the stage. They're building the stage with which they will escort us to the top and put our nooses around our necks. That's what they're doing. Given time, given enough time and enough rot from within with these wars of aggression and this empire mentality, that's exactly what they are counting on. They don't even have to fire a shot. Do you realize that?
Well, that, I think that's the plan, though, because of the nuclear holocaust on the planet would not be good for the Chinese nor the Russians and or the super elites. So the best way to do this is through fear and terror,
that's
which
it.
The administration is carrying out.
That's
and then
it.
We have that recent maneuver by the Russians in the Arctic about the oil in the Arctic, and this Law of the Sea treaty that that the administration is pushing for, and some are arguing, well, we're not members of that. We haven't signed on to that.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
Well, they're telling us that, as I said last night, that we need to join this this convention, sign on to it, so that we can fight for our sovereignty and our rights.
Right. That's
like having sex in order to be chaste.
Well, yes, but that's total hogwash because we will not have the friends to back us.
That's exactly right.
And we don't want to give up our independence and turn over our seaports and our navy to the dictates of the U.N.,
so any part of Alaska, for that matter.
Oh, absolutely.
You see, but that's what they're asking for.
So
why not? Just give them the whole country. Give them everything. George Bush is pretty good at giving away America.
Oh, well, he's doing a great job.
And the Congress is waltzing with him.
Yes, but the listeners to your show and the people who are concerned about the amnesty legislation in the past, we still need to be calling our representatives and the senators.
Oh, absolutely. And every day that we get up and have a chance to do it between cups of coffee, get on the phones and don't let them have a minute's rest. I know they're on recess right now, but when they come back next month.
Yeah, but their staff is there.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, whether they're there or not, you can call. But I say when they're there, especially, you call and you demand to speak to them. Now, you're not going to get it, but you tell them you want to make sure they get the message. It's not enough to speak to a staff member, but you tell them, I want a call back. I want to know that Senator so-and-so heard my views and what is his position on it. That backs them right into a corner, you see.
Right. And we need to continue to call and say no to the hate crime legislation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And no to this North American Union.
Right.
That I sense the administration is extremely sensitive to this, because the Bilderberg Organization wants this, and they are being pressured to get this done, and they are very upset with that letter by Congress, and the American people, Americans having read Dr. Corsi's book, The Late Great USA, that goes into great detail, based on four-year information, factually supported, about this SPP and North American Union integration plan. It's for real. We need to say no to it, and continually remind Congress of our opposition to seeing our national sovereignty compromised. And we need to see that two-tier border security fence built to stop the illegal drug trafficking and illegal aliens invading this country.
Well, absolutely. And, it's so important to make these points known to the elected representatives now that they're home, as you point out. They'll be back in the office, but actually they're running around, those that aren't traveling these junket trips overseas, they're running around. Some of them are actually holding meetings, where I am, and they're holding these sessions with the public. That's the place to go and hit them, right in front of the world, for that matter.
That's true. And they are very nervous with their low standing with the American people based on recent polls.
They're on the defensive now, and they need to be, and we need to make sure that we clean their clocks. You know, we let them know in no uncertain terms that we are their bosses. They are not our bosses, and the CFR is not their bosses. We are their bosses, and we demand that they follow our dictates, which is America first, not last. Internationalism, no. Free trade, no. One worldism and globalism, no. And that's what they need to remember.
And no to the UN.
Exactly. And a few other things you can throw in there, too.
Yeah.
And the kitchen sink.
Right.
But anyway, well put, as usual. Thank you for the call.
And thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it. All right. 800-313-9443. Right here, the best audience right here on this program and on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we will take more calls as the evening progresses. So crank it up. Wake up. Get up. Get those visceral juices moving and come to the phones right now while I have time and room available. That's right. Oh, the number, by the way, is 800-313-9443. When I come back, I'll tell you people again how to get the book, Wrongly Blame, The Real Truth About 9/11. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900.
100 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like the Chinese tree. They're Zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yang yis. I like Chinese thought. The wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together.
Wow, I jump around. Wow, I jump around. Wow, I jump around. Ni hao ma, ni hao ma, ni hao ma, zai jian. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9, and like cheese.
All right. Like okay. Thank you. Thank you for that little musical accompaniment, my fellow Americans. I appreciate that. I told you before the break that those of you who want to buy the book at this special discount rate, the book Wrongly Blamed by Dr. K, Dr. Kasem Khalil, and company, this excellent 400-page book, for half the price, the list price, $10 plus $3 media mail shipping here in the United States. All you have to do is take your pen and your paper, put it on an envelope. Here's the address for the book, Wrongly Blamed. Rick Adams is telling you how to get it. Write to Knowledge House Publishers. Knowledge House Publishers. 105 East Town Line Road. That's East, one word, Town Line, one word, Road, Unit 116, Vernon Hills, Illinois, 60061. That's Vernon Hills, V-E-R-N-O-N, Vernon Hills, two words, Illinois, 60061, and put your check or money order in the mail to Knowledge House Publishers for the book Wrongly Blamed. That's the offer, and that's the way to do it if you wish to do it that way. How's that, huh? With a mail rather than internet buying and credit card buying. You can do it in such a simple manner. There you go. All right. Hour number two coming right up. Right back to the microphone. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I will see you on the other side. Stay tuned.